Respected listeners, we welcome you to this segment, Surah Yasin, Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran Sharif. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi hab li hukma walhiqni bis salihin waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin. So Surah Yasin, as you know it, it is chapter number 36 of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif has 114 chapters. The Quran Sharif has 6,236 verses. The Quran Sharif has 540 rukus. The Quran Sharif has 114 surahs. So if you see 540 rukus, so if you read in the month of Ramadan, for every day of Ramadan, you read 20 rakats of Taraweeh, then you read one ruku in every rakah. By the 27th night, you will be completing your Taraweeh. It's easy, 540 rukus. So if you have to say, okay, 540, you divide it by, let's say, 20, it will give you 27. You take 20. Here's an easier way to understand it. Sometimes the way you say something just makes the solution easier to derive at. So take 20 and see how many times it can go into 540. So you know 20 into 100 is 5 times. So 20 into 100 is 5 times. Now take 500, 20 into 500. That is 25 times. And then 40. So we're left with 40. We said 540, so we left with 40. So 25 times, and then you just take 20, 20. So 25 plus 2 is 27. So on the 27th night, you'll complete every rakat of 20 rakats of Taraweeh daily in the month of Ramadan. Then you will finish on the 27th night. So Surah Yasin, we said to use chapter 36, and it contains 83 verses. So we are currently busy with verse number 18. The current verse is verse number 18. Just to inform you where we stopped yesterday. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. So remember, Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned in verse 13, cite to them the incident, wadrib lahum, and this was mentioned, ashab al-qarya, we explained to you. Qarya, we didn't go into the details, but we said to you that later we're going to come to the verse where al-Madinah is mentioned. For now, we understand it to a place which is a town. What kind of town, we will see just now. So, إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ, when the messengers came to it. The next verse, Allah Azza wa Jal said, we sent two, they belied them, we then strengthened the two with the third, and they then these three messengers said, we are messengers sent to you. We are sent to you, basically. Then we moved on, we explained to you the names, we explained to you the different views, and we came to verse 15, the inhabitants rejected. They said, you are nothing but a human like us. Ar-Rahman hasn't sent anything. You are nothing but liars. You are telling nothing but a lie. They said, no problem. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. Our sustainer knows that we are sent to you. So, our duty function, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, our obligation is no more than to convey the message clearly. So coming now to verse number 18, did they just stop and say that in antum illa basharum mithluna? No, they went on and they didn't stop. They now remember what had happened here before we take you into the verse. So some sort of famine broke out in this particular area. And now, as you know, when something bad has to happen, They say, you are the cause of this. Because the message was averse to their habits. So what did their response now when this famine broke out? You were the cause of this year. I recall there was a particular instance. One brother from Afghanistan, originally, he moved to South Africa and he was studying here. But in between, his family had moved to another country. I'm not going to mention all of that. So they moved to another country. As they moved there, now his parents decided, okay, we need a place for our son to study. So they sent him here to South Africa. So one day I approached him and I said, you know, I love the Taliban, this, that. Do you have any connection, relations there? Do you communicate to them, anyone, their family? He said, no. No. The Taliban are causing it for us. I said, what do you mean? He said, no, they're causing it for us because we are now, the Americans are troubling us. They're giving us a tough time. Can you see? Taliban were pushing for the Sharia to be implemented. And these Americans didn't want it. That's why they had to infiltrate. And they also had their view on the, they had their gaze on the poppy plant, poppy seed plant. Because that's where all the cocaine and everything comes. First thing when Taliban, here's one something you may not know. When the Taliban took back their land and took back their country, they regained their power. What happened? The first thing they started to do is crush these plants, these poppy plants. The West were furious because now, and I read a few articles on this. They were so furious, they said, what are the drug, those who are addicted to drugs, what are they going to do now? Where are they going to turn now? We say, but that's a good thing. More, but see how their true colors comes out. Allah exposes it at times. You have to be vigilant. They said, what's it? There's people suffering and they are not going to get their real source of drugs. Where it used to come from, now that source is closed, and they put up this whole scene. Then they work on a few females, and they will say, you know what, they paid females, they will say, you know what, we are so sad that the US has left. The US never leave. They were chased out with their tails in between their legs, running. That's what happened. They left their weapons, their Tomahawk, helicopters, all of that stayed. And guess what? This year, now they are pushing. It's going to take time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. You have to first filter out, sift out, take out this thing. It's going to take quite some time. But yesterday, we saw some good news. Russia is going to work towards taking them off the terror list. So Putin is realizing all of this. That, and someone said beautifully, from foe to friend. So this is how it's moving. And if you see, I was saying to you, they blame the Taliban now. And this brother, which I was saddened when he said that statement, that they are causing it for him. Another brother from India, we met him, asked him how's things in India. He just came back. He said, no. I asked him, how's Modi? Modi. They say Modi. There's a way to say it. He said, no, he's a very good person. He's giving us allowances. I said, but what about the massage demolished? He said, no. He's a very good person. A Muslim saying this, yeah. It just shows when our attention shifts. When it shifts from deen and it shifts away from human beings and it shifts to money, material, then what happens? We'll make such statements like this that no, Modi is a very good man. I said, but he's demolishing, killing so many people, destroying Islam. So how do you view this? He said, no. He's giving us allowances, his help. So, okay, from that angle now, material, that's the only thing that you are concerned about. Your material well-being. So this brother from Afghanistan originally, he also made the statement of the Taliban. One day, he was in his country. Now you want to call it first world country or whatever. I phoned him from South Africa. And on the phone, I said, I knew he was going to be frustrated. So I asked him, what do you feel, how's the Taliban doing? He cut the call immediately. He messaged me, said, please don't ever speak of the Taliban on the phone. They'll take me to task. I said, this is the kind of, you've separated yourself from people who are, to a certain degree, they are trying. They closed, they are not allowing women to come to school. So yesterday also, they've promoted all of this. They said, America is saying now, how does Putin want to do this? Take Afghanistan off the terror list. When they are depriving women from schools, that is their only concern. You see, because those women are going to have common sense, and they are not going to be infiltrated by this. See how much they attach to their circular religion. This is how, because when it is not in a country, they feel threatened. So we have to be alert of all of this. And I was saying to you that if you see in these verses, because that's where we are at, verse number 18. Let's do the verse, then we'll explain to you further.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم.
So they said, the inhabitants of this land, as we said to you yesterday, they were very addicted to sin and disobeying Allah. So when the messengers had come with the truth, they said, قَالُوا, they said, we take you, إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ, we take you as a bad omen for us. And they didn't stop there. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُ, if you do not stop, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ, we are definitely, there's emphasis in this word, we are definitely, definitely going to stone you. We will stone you. وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and you will be subjected to a painful, painful punishment from us. We will subject you with a painful, painful punishment. This is the threat they sent out. Now, if you see the tayyar, what is the meaning of this, as you've seen in this verse, verse 18? It means the seeing of an evil omen in someone or taking someone to be wretched. It is being said here that the people of this town, they didn't listen to these blessed souls and the message that was they had conveyed to them. And they warned them, they threatened them, they did all of this, and they in fact even label them as being the wretched ones or being carriers of misfortune. Now, these were well-wishers, because what happens to a location? When the commands of Allah, there is no amr bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar, that means the decline of that particular location is going to be now the next possible step for Allah Azza wa Jal, because there is nobody taking the name of Allah and all corruption, and it's just going to get worse because nobody's commanding good, nobody's stopping evil. Everyone is saying, just call, let's have unity, let's have interfaith, let's do this, let's go to your church tomorrow, you come to our temple, you go to the masjid, and like this, make deen some kind of a joke. This is what happens. So they were well-wishers, but these people came out and they said, no, We see an evil omen with you. You are the ones who are causing all of this. And because this famine had overtaken this town, these people found it now the opportunity to let's blame these people who are calling towards good. They didn't see them as good. They said they are wretched. They used these words. This is the common and habit of the disbelievers until today. The Palestinians, who can't, on a normal case, on normal occasion, can't even hurt a fly. These people are, if you met them and you know their character, you will know that these people are something special. Sometimes they are so kind. Allah forgive us for our weaknesses, that we tend to get irritated because these people are so kind. They want to assist you and you feel like, no, but I can't do this. But they just want to assist you. This is the habit of, and look who is there. These enemies, the agents of Satan Yahu, the agents of Joe Genocide, all of them are the ones sitting at the forefront, killing our innocent Muslim brothers and sisters and children. Go and see, women and children are the biggest targets here. And what do they want? They want to protect our masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa. That precincts which is blessed, they want to be that barrier from Gaza, and that is what they are trying. But they paint, the world wants to paint them as evil, which they are failing heavily. And now the true colors of Satan and his agents, Satan Yahu, is all coming to the fore, and we are seeing it. So they lost no occasion, but they took advantage of it to label these people. And this is the habit. If you take Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the verse, chapter 7, verse 131, فَإِذَا جَاءَتُمُ الْحَسَنَةِ, so when something good came to them, they said, قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ, this is our right. This is our, look at the rogue regime, terrorist Israelis. When gas, they find gas, no, this is ours. Something good has come. This is because of us. We are the chosen people. That's what they keep on saying. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةً, when some affliction hits them, يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى, then they would ascribe it as an ill omen to Musa alayhi salam, وَمَن مَعَهُ, and those with him. Exactly what plays out. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam, it's mentioned, and if you turn to chapter 27, verse 47, they said, we regard you and those with you as a sign of bad omen. These messengers, they said, in the next verse, they said, no, let's tell you the reality. They said, your bad omen is with yourselves. If you are given good counsel, rather you are people who cross all limits. So let's give you, that's direct translation. Now to understand the translation. They said, your bad omen is with yourselves. Do you take it as bad omen if you are given good counsel? See the roots. When you tell someone this is right, this is correct, they take it, no, this person is causing corruption. But they are well wishers. You tell certain groups that, look, your Tabligh never ever had a organization or a logo of some organization who promotes especially interfaith of this nature, intermingling, photography, television. When you tell them this is wrong, never happened. They said, no, why are you causing corruption? Keep quiet. But we are giving you good counsel. We want it to flourish. Hold on to the principles. And then what did they say? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ, rather, you are people who cross all limits. The sense, قَالَ طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, ta'ir essentially denotes bad omen or misfortune. But on occasions also it is used to refer to the effects of misfortune. That is the wretchedness. So here this is what it means. All this that is happening is because of you. You are the bad omen. Then comes this last verse, it will stop here, inshallah.
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
So this verse is here, inshallah, we will do it tomorrow. The translation, and there came a man rushing from the furthest part of the city. Al-Madinah is mentioned here. So we'll discuss this tomorrow, inshallah. He said, O my people, follow the messengers. Follow the messengers. What was this person's name? Who was he? Was running like this. What was his objective? And he says eventually, then follow those who do not claim any reward from you, and they are on the right path. Inshallah, we'll continue with this tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.